Hey, Generation Church, we welcome you and invite you to encounter Jesus with us. We believe that through him, we will encounter love and discover our purpose. So take a seat, lean in, and let this message fortify your faith.
I'm excited about today's message because, all of us are on a journey in life. We're on a path. The path set before us. And it's a path that's, at times it can be challenging, the path, but it's leading upward. It's going somewhere. You know, you're going upward in realms and in revelation and in understanding of Jesus in a way that is quite supernatural. Proverbs 15:24 says this, "The path of life leads upward for the wise, and he may keep away from Sheol below." But you know, the path that you and I are on is not easy street, right? Is sometimes the path is filled with obstacles and challenges. And you know, we're on this journey on the path that's leading upward. We just can't put it on cruise control. Oh, this is just a nice ride. You know, there's no trouble. But the reality is that our path is filled with trouble. Because Jesus said, in this world, there will be trouble. But understanding that is important because there's an element where you can go through trouble, but the trouble doesn't have to get in you. Do you understand? There's a reality that with the Lord, there's a spiritual buoyancy that he gives you that enables you to walk upon your trouble, to walk over your trouble, and to allow the trouble to not always be your lot in life. And so then if you allow your mind to set upon the trouble, it can cause your heart to become downcast. You can get heavy. You can get worried. You can get upset about life and all that we go through. But how we deal with difficult situations will determine how you walk down your path, your journey in life. And this is so important that we come to understand that our walk down this path is not a normal walk. And you were made to walk upon troubled waters. I brought these today. These are elk trackers. You might think, well, that's just nice. But these aren't your normal boots. These boots are made for walking on high places. And the sole on these is phenomenal. These are rated at negative 30 degrees. So when I went to Colorado to go elk hunting, I got my elk trackers. And these are made to walk over every terrain that you will ever experience in life. We started out at around 6,000 feet in elevation, and we got on horses, and we went up to around 10,000 feet in elevation. And we were tracking elk all week long. Each day, you're probably going 10 to 12 miles a day tracking elk. And in that, we were walking through 2 feet of snow. We were walking through cold temperatures. Anything that was possible weather-wise was going on in Colorado. And in that, these boots walk through everything. And there's a steel toe in them. I mean, the leather on this is so thick, they're waterproof. I mean, these are Rambo boots. I mean, come on. I mean, these things will go anywhere. But these boots are necessary to walk upon, well, I said, if you were a hunter, to be up there in Colorado to go through all those elements. But God has given you some boots. He's given you some feet that's able to walk upon any situation that you're going through in life. So I want to make three points that I want you to really, I want you to make note of these today. I want you to write these down. Three points as you walk upon the path of life. And the first one is this. Is keep walking and don't look back. Keep walking and don't look back. Habakkuk 3, verse 17 through 19. Turn with me there. Habakkuk 3, 17 through 19. It says, though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the product of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there's no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the victorious God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, my personal bravery, my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk, not stand still in terror, but to walk and to make spiritual progress upon my high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. Do you see, you hear that? He's given you hind's feet for high places so that you won't be stalled out in your spiritual progress in life, and that you will be able to walk upon the troubled situations, the suffering situations, and those situations where you feel like you're just responsible for everything and you got to do everything. God has given you the ability to walk upon those. So the imagery, the understanding is that this all starts because we get to first rejoice in the victory that Christ won for us on the cross. We're simply walking in the victory, holding your head high, knowing that Jesus has won it all. It's like there's no situation that you're going to be defeated in, beat down in, brought low in, because he's already won the victory. And in that reality, we're able to walk with our head high, knowing that as we go into battles and struggles and situations that we're dealing with, we realize that he has dethroned and defeated the evil one. He is dethroned. You got to realize that. He has no power over you in any situation that you're facing. And in that, no weapon formed against you on the path that you're on will prosper. Anything that rises up against you, anything, you have the authority to stand against. So realizing this, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3:5, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. Your adequacy, your ability to stay on the path and keep walking is from Him and Him alone. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You know, there was a moment this year that I said to myself, I don't know if I can handle anymore what I'm going through. I don't know if I can make it. I realized what was going on, all the circumstances in my life. I realized I don't know if I have any more to go, to keep going, to keep pressing on. But then I have to remind my heart, no, that is not true. I am measuring my situation with the strength that I have. And that's the wrong perspective. Because I'm not adequate in myself to do anything, and any strength I have is His strength. So I just got to declare, no, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And then all of a sudden, there's an internal strength within you, in your spirit man, that allows you to rise up on the inside. And it's like you begin to have a spiritual buoyancy. It's like you got a little bit of a kick in your step. I don't know. Or just you're able to kind of, it's like the supernatural infusion of God's strength enables you to do all things. So we can't measure our strength with our circumstances. We have to say, no, He is all adequate in this situation. So He makes your feet to walk upon the high places of trouble. Has anybody experienced trouble lately? Isn't it incredible to think that you actually can walk over your trouble? The challenge is that we get in the trouble and we don't realize that we got feet that are made to get out of the trouble. Because the scripture says in verse 19, He makes my feet like hinds' feet. It'll make me to walk and not stand in terror, but to walk and to make spiritual progress upon the high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. You know, sometimes I don't understand it, but our path leads to places of trouble. And some of it, you didn't even make it up yourself. It just happened. You know, trouble just happens. That'll all be a bumper sticker. You know, trouble happens. Suffering or difficulty, you know, come when even when we're trying to handle, I'm just trying to be responsible. I'm just trying to, you know, make sure nothing falls through the cracks. But when our path leads us to high places of trouble, the first thing that we need to do is to affirm our trust in the Lord. Now, I've spoken about trust the last couple of weeks, but it's imperative that we put our trust in Him at all times in any situation that we're going through. I mean, Job says it perfectly. In Job 13:15, he says this, "Though He may slay me, yet I will trust in Him. Even so, I will defend my ways before Him." Even though He may slay me, I'm going to trust Him. So you were made to walk upon every troubling and difficult situation. But you know what the enemy's plan is for you? Is to get you to stop on the path that is set before you. He wants you to become like a deer in headlights, so fearful that you will not progress in your spiritual journey on this life because you're frozen in fear or terror of all that's on the side of the path. Everything that's beside you, it's going to hurt you. He's trying to hinder you in this journey of growing up and maturing in the things of Christ. He doesn't want you to grow up. He doesn't want you to progress. He doesn't want you to go forward. He wants to paralyze you, to freeze you in your step on the path, so He immobilizes you. And you then at that point, you're really almost a sitting duck. And you know what He wants you to do? He wants you to look back. Some of you on your journey right now, at times, you're tempted to look back at the failures. You're looking back at the mishaps. You're looking back at those shortcomings, those things that you wish you didn't do. He's wanting you to look back so you won't go forward. He's wanting you to look at those things where you really, really messed up. But the reality is that we cannot afford to look back. Well, what happened to Lot's wife? It didn't go well. I mean, come on. You don't look back. If you look back, you don't know where to go. When you look back, you don't even know where the path is before you. Paul says this, brethren, in Philippians 3:13, he says this, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. Can you forget what happened in the past? It's under the blood. You're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Paul had to forget about burning Christians on the cross. Paul had to forget about watching Stephen be stoned to death. Paul had to forget about persecuting the church to no end. He had to forget about all the deeds of darkness that he did because he realized the effectiveness of the blood of the Lamb that washed away his sin and made him white as snow. You have to let go of the past and don't look back. Some of you are paralyzed because of what you've done. And you got to stop doing this. Beating yourself up. But press on toward the prize of the goal of the upper calling in Christ Jesus. The enemy wants you to live in your past failures. He wants you to keep reaching back and then listening to the lies of the enemy. You haven't changed. You're not any different than you were back then. You're not any different. But if we can hold on and keep pressing forward, there's a prize waiting for us of the upper calling in Christ Jesus. It's a prize that is ours in Jesus. If we keep going forward. So he's given you the ability to walk through difficult situations. Why? Because you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You are more than a conqueror. All strength, all things are possible. All things are available to you through Christ Jesus. It says this in Psalm 18, verse 33. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon high places where there's trouble, difficulty. That's where you're made to walk. But I want to encourage you that as you keep your eyes on the Lamb, stay on the path before you. Don't stop. Keep walking. Don't look back. Declare what Christ has done for you. You will have an internal victory where, you know, in some ways, we're going over or we're going under. There's no middle road. You can't just put your life on cruise control, like, whoo, this is easy now. No, you're going over or you're going under. The reality is that your perspective of who Jesus is in the middle of the trouble will help you to stay on the path in knowing that you have the victory. Number two, you were made to tread on serpents and scorpions. Woo! Come on! Now, I'm not saying you're going to go out there and just stomp on snakes or anything. It's just, that's not what the focus is here. It's a spiritual analogy that I want to unpack. So let's look at Luke 10:19. Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. So what does that mean? Well, that means there's a whole lot of treading that's going to go on in your life. You were made to tread. And it's just about time you realize that you've been given some feet that are made to tread on all terrain, all aspects of life. Put on your boots and realize you've been made to stomp, to jump, to put someone on notice, because your feet are made for walking. And so in that, you continue to walk down the path set before you. Now listen to this. Everything, heaven and earth, has been placed under the feet of Jesus. So we see in Ephesians 1:2, everything has been placed under his feet, which includes the devil, okay? So since we are part of the body of Christ, guess what? We are his body, he is the head. What's under our feet? What's under your feet? If everything is under the foot of Jesus, everything is under your feet as well. So in that, it doesn't matter what type of problem comes against you. Physical, emotional, financial, family, and so forth. We can walk on top of every situation that we face. You can walk on top of it. Serpents and scorpions represent spiritual forces that are strong and that are they're fierce. And it's literally talking about Satan and his demonic host. So, in the garden, we first see that the serpent was one of the most crafty, deceitful, lying creatures ever live. And as we're walking on the path, what you are treading upon is that you're treading upon all of the lies and the deceptions that have been spoken against you, and that the enemy says to you. Are there any lies in your life that you need to make a decision that I'm going to tread upon that lie until it is dissolved and removed in my life? Is there anything that the enemy would lie to you about? As I was young, growing up, being labeled as a learning disabled child, it was said to me, you will never mount up to anything in life. Is that a lie? Yes. So I had to replace that with the truth that I have the mind of Christ. Actually, I have a good mind. I have the ability to learn all things through Christ Jesus. I am not crippled by a lie that says I'm not going to measure up in life, that I'm going to have a learning disability all my life. I had to reverse, I had to stomp on that lie. It had to be eradicated from me, and the truth set me free. The truth set my heart free. You got to realize that lies can actually wrap you in a cocoon. They're horrible, but you don't have to believe the lie. You don't have to believe what's being said to you. So in that, you're treading upon the enemy's camp, and the enemy's camp is filled with lies. He lies. He's the father of all lies. So your boots that you're going to be putting on today, you're going to start treading on the lies of what the devil has said who you are. And in that, you're going to begin to find the freedom. I mean, lies can go, there's so many variations. It can be that, you know, you're never going to have enough money. I'm never going to get ahead in life. Oh my gosh, I can't get ahead in life. I will have to live with physical pain all my life. Is that a lie? Yes. I will be single for the rest of my life. They're lies, they're lies, they're lies. And you have to tread upon the lie with the truth of God's word. You have to begin to declare that the God of peace shall crush Satan. Where? Under your feet. You know, you think about putting on the gospel of peace and you're like, oh, these are nice. They're like, you know, little house slippers. The gospel of peace. You know? I mean, yeah. It is the good news of Jesus, and the good news is the power unto salvation. But you don't got these little slippers. You got boots that got spikes on the bottom of them. I don't know if I did. You get that picture that I sent? I did email a picture. The Roman soldiers, the shoes that they put on actually have spikes that are driven in the bottom of the boots. And you look at those things and you're like, whoo! Now them boots are made for fighting. And they're flexible. You're able to walk, go on all kinds of terrain. And in that, they have these spikes all on the bottom of these boots to help them walk on all types of terrain and maneuver and fight and do everything, you know, that was necessary as a soldier. But I'm telling you what, they weren't just slippers. They were some fighting boots. And in that, it says that the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. So it's about time you start using your shoes. You got some shoes that really work. They fit really well too, by the way. But the reality is that you've got to take action. You've got to begin to step out in the truth of what God says and not what the devil says. It also says that you were given authority to tread upon scorpions. What's a scorpion? Well, I'll tell you what right now. Scorpions have a venom that is just cruel. I mean, the venom in a scorpion is very lethal. It could cause much pain. But you know what Paul says in Romans 3:13? He says, he's talking about the tongue and the lips of people when they speak falsehood, when they speak lies, when they speak unkind words. He says this, it's like snake venom dripping from their lips. Snake venom. So treading on scorpions is treading upon backbiting, tail-bearing, gossip, slander, unkind words. Have you ever had anybody say an unkind word to you before? I mean, sometimes it's like it just, you know, it's just poison. It goes inside of you. But the reality is that you can cancel that untrue word that was spoken to you to hurt you and to bring harm to you. The scripture says, no weapon formed against me shall what? Prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me, I shall what? Condemn. Evil spoken words against you, you can tread upon. You can condemn because they're untrue. They're vicious. They're poisonous. They affect you. So any unkind, cutting words from others, they don't have to hurt you. They don't have to hurt you on the inside. They don't have to declare who you are. We can walk over these lies, and they will not have a hold on you. But you got to do the walking. You can't say, oh, Jesus, deliver me from these lies. He's already done it. He's already won the victory. He defeated the liar. But we have to take action. You can't sit there and think, oh, they're being so mean to me. You have to do something, and that is activate your faith, declare the truth, and let the lie dissipate. Let the unkind word. See, this is how we're able to walk over trouble and not let it affect us. Because you can't get the trouble, can't get inside your craw, in your heart, in your life, and just weigh you down. It's like, no, you don't have to receive it. You do not have to receive it. You do not have to welcome it. It doesn't have to be your friend. So in that, there's a different vein of thought. But failures and missteps in life, you know, those can also sting too. Your failures and your missteps, they can crush us and they can keep us from moving forward. And we have the authority to tread on the mistakes that we've made. Isn't that good news? You can tread upon the mistakes that you've made. And we can step over the failures and rise up in victory through Christ Jesus. Step over them. Step over them. Just step over them. It's like, come on. The time is short, folks. Do y'all know that? Our redemption is drawing near. And it's not a time to get paralyzed on the path of your journey in life because the lies, the fears, and the torment are holding you captive. And you're like a deer in headlights. I don't know where to go anymore. Well, just get moving. You know, the victory is ours. But you have to possess it. You have to possess and welcome the victory into your life. You know, it's our potential, but unfortunately, that is far from what believers are getting. We know that the blessings belong to us. We know that God is a good father, but we have to put our foot down and demand that which God says about you is true. You have to put your foot down and say, God said this about me, not what the enemy is saying about me. You have to get out of this state of feeling like I can't go anymore in life. Because the truth is, there's a great victory, but all of this victory is contingent upon you putting on your boots and walk in it and apprehend it and receive it in life. Listen, God told Joshua, every place, Joshua 1:3, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you. I mean, God just didn't like give Joshua the promised land. It's yours. But Joshua didn't possess the land until he took steps in the direction towards the giants in the land. He had to go and he had to possess it. But many people, I think, were waiting for God to give us the victory when he can't do that because he's already won the victory. He's already won and defeated death, hell, and the grave. He can't give you victory when he's already won the victory. So what we have to do, he's waiting for us to take it and to receive it and to walk in it. You know, many people are hoping that, you know, God will heal them. But he's already provided the healing. He's waiting for us to take what Jesus bought for us on the cross so that we might receive this blessing of having our body touched with His healing presence. So in that, we have to tread and keep walking. So much of our victory experience really depends on us. If we don't tread on the lies, if we don't tread on the sickness, the poverty, the disease, we will remain in the state of that which we're dealing with. But we have to go after it. So it's really up to us to really put the devil on the run by using our authority in Christ and affirming our faith and thanking God for what He has done. Because the scripture says, God will resist the devil and he will flee from you. No, what does the scripture say? Submit yourself unto God, resist the devil. So who's doing the resisting? And the scripture says from James, and he shall flee. You're doing the resisting. You're doing the stomping. You're doing the walking. And it's releasing the promise that is yours. The last thing I want to say is this. The last point. Know that you have been given all authority over the evil one. Let's go back to Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We've got to remember that our treading upon and triumphing over all the power of the enemy is because of the authority that Jesus has given us. You know, we've been seated with Christ. We've been raised up, as it says in Ephesians, and we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. And in that, you are positionally seated in great authority with Jesus. And Jesus says, my authority I give to you. So in that, we have been given from Him an enormous authority that is resting on us, that is evident in our lives. And in that, the enemy knows authority. He recognizes authority. And guess what? He knows if you know that you're an authority. Do you know that? He could survey this whole room and he could see which ones really believe that they have the authority in Christ Jesus. He recognizes authority. And in that, the reality is this. Acts 19, verse 11. But also some of the Jewish exorcists who went from the place to place attempting to name over those who had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. And the evil spirit answered and said to them, I recognize Jesus, and I know about Paul. But who are you? Who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, subdued all of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. The devil recognizes those that are walking in their authority And he'll think twice about attacking you. Why? Because he knows that if we have authority, he knows that if we understand our authority, we have the authority to tell him where to go. You have the authority to tell the devil to get out of here. And in that, and now I know that none of you are speeding on the highway ever. I know that. And y'all are abiding, going 55 miles an hour all the time. But the reality is if one day you happen to come over a hill and you go a little bit over the speed limit, you crest it and you're going on down the hill, and you see a highway patrolman on the side of the road, and he's got his gun on you. Are you going to speed up? I mean, that'd be stupid, but if he's got his gun on you, you have a measure of respect and authority for that policeman. So you're going to slow down, right? You'll put the foot on the brake, and you're going to slow down. But there's a respect because he has the authority to write you a ticket. So in that, you recognize authority, don't you? Well, what happens the other day? This was a while back. I was driving down the road, and there was the highway patrolmen were on the side of the road, and they were just standing in the middle of the road. Well, they were checking driver's license, making sure everybody had a driver's license. So in that, all the cars slowed down. They respected the officer, pulled out their wallets, gave them their driver's license, let them check it. And the reality is that you respect authority. You respect the policeman. You respect those that are around you because they're in authority. I mean, it would be quite ludicrous for you to all of a sudden just drive right through. Woo! Let's just see if they can find me. I mean, come on. But the reality is that just like you recognize authority, the devil recognizes authority. Rise up because you have been given all authority over him. It has been given to you by Jesus. So in that, as we're walking on the path set before us, you're walking in authority. You're walking knowing that you are the one that is going to dictate how this journey is going to go. And the enemy's setbacks and lies and things he's saying against you to stop your progression and your spiritual journey in life, he has no place. And you can stand against it and tell him where to go. You have that authority. So as we walk on this path set before us, no matter what trouble comes against us, we have the authority to walk upon it, to walk over it, to go through it, and to come out on the other end. So whatever trouble that you're going through at this moment, you're coming through this. You're coming out on the other end. Because you must put your trust in the Lord with all of your heart. No matter what you see on the sides of the road, don't get off on the side of the road and take a detour. Stay on the path set before you because he is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Stay on the narrow path. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Stay on this path that he set before you. Trust the Father with all of your heart and walking through every difficult situation and encourage yourself. Rise up. Why be downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in the Lord and rise up and keep walking. And as you keep walking and not looking back, you start treading. You start treading on all of those things that are coming to get those lies, those words, Anything the enemy is bringing against you, you are taking upon. And lastly, as you walk, you remember that you have all authority over the evil one. I'll never forget, I was having coffee with somebody downtown, and I'm sure most of you know, Asheville has a very eccentric, eclectic, versatile, unique group of people in Asheville. But God loves Asheville. So I'm having coffee, and I'm looking at my friend. He's from YWAM, and we're talking about the mission field, and we're talking about how Jesus is so wonderful. Well, right behind my friend, about 5 feet back, was this guy having a cup of coffee. He's sitting there looking at me, and his eyes were set on me, and all of a sudden, he starts going, boo, boo. And I went, Kenny, you are not going to believe what is happening. I said, this guy is trying to put a curse on me. He's trying to put some spell on me. And I looked at him with all of, I stared at him. I looked at him and I said, not today. Uh-uh. You are not going to do that. And I stood against that and I rebuked it. I didn't yell it out loud. I wasn't, you know, coming at it, But I dealt with the enemy that was coming against me with the authority that Jesus had given me. And you better believe the enemy recognized authority. Because as soon as I said, no, you're not doing this today, he looked away from me and he stopped doing what he was doing. But that was walking in the authority that we all have in Jesus that overcomes the evil one in any aspect, anything that comes against us in this church. So who's ready to do some treading? Are you really? Are you ready to put your boots on? Are you ready to do some walking? And don't look back. Do you want anything to hinder your spiritual progression in life? Set your eyes on Jesus. Set your eyes on the Lamb. Follow the Lamb. Because you're going to walk over the trouble that's in your life. And it's going to enable you to rise up. Because we have to remember, we are the head and not the tail. You know, you got to stop letting the tail wag the dog. You need to quit allowing the enemy and all his tail wagging to cause you to get upset in life anymore. It's time to rise up and be the body of Christ. So let's stand. Yeah.
I'll keep this super brief. I just think it's so funny that I didn't know you were going to preach on this, but this Thursday as I was setting up the stage, there was an actual small snake on the stage. And I was like, nah. And the Lord was like, I heard the Lord say, kill it while it's small. Because it was small. And so I just stomped it. And I missed a couple times. And my heel, because it was so small, my heel was actually kind of hurting. I'm like, ain't that biblical? Man, I think bruised my heel a little bit. But yeah, I feel like that's not coincidence that happened in the natural first before you started preaching on this. So whatever the Lord's asking you to stomp on this week, just ask him about that, because I think it's snake stomping time.
When Pastor Sam was talking about the shoes that the Roman soldiers wear, what I felt impressed was know what footwear is needed for what ground. Like in the soccer world, like players play in cleats because they need to have the ability to cut, to sprint, to move on that ground. But if we are playing on a grass field and it's wet and it's muddy, there's actually a cleat that has a longer stud on the bottom. And so when Pastor Sam said the victory is ours, but you have to possess it, there's a position that we've been given. And the Lord's been bringing this scripture up to me for probably 2 years now. Matthew 11:12, this is in the Passion Translation. From the moment John, this is John the Baptist, from the moment John stepped onto the scene until now, the realm of heaven's kingdom is bursting forth and passionate people have taken hold of its power. So there is a place that we have been given position that we are called to take hold. That's kind of what intercession is, heaven coming down. And we have to seize it. We have to grab hold of it. And so we need to know what footwear is needed for what ground, right? And that's the truth of the word. So in which situation, whatever the situation is, we have to take hold of it and declare that truth in these circumstances. And so we have to know which truth for which situation, and that's where we get to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, those that like to Google things, Google hobnails, because that's what the Roman soldiers had on the bottom of their feet, hobnails. So, Father, I thank you that, Lord, you have equipped the body of Christ with the gospel, with shoes of peace. But peace is a great weapon. And God, I thank you and I praise you that this church was made for walking, was made for treading. I thank you that this church is going to stay on the path set before them. And no lie, no lie, no evil word, poisonous word spoken against them will prosper. And God, I declare this church is going to walk over a lot of stuff in this coming week. Because, Lord, your word says that we were made, we were given hinds feet for high places. So, God, I thank you and I praise you that, Father, you are strong and mighty. And mighty for battle. And we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So God, I declare that this church is going forward victoriously in the victory of the cross. And Lord, I thank you that nothing is going to stall us, hinder us, or block us from going forward. And Lord Jesus, just as Paul said, I've run the race set before me. Lord, we're going to run this race with all of our hearts until we see you face to face. Lord, we worship you and we praise you. And we thank you that the battle is the Lord's. And this day, Lord Jesus, we acknowledge you as King and Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, I want to ask if anyone needs prayer for anything to come forward, but specifically too, if you've had some things spoken against you that were hurtful, things that might have kind of lodged into your heart, things that happened that just kind of, you know, you're kind of stuck. You're stuck in that moment of what was said or what happened. If you want to get unstuck today, I want you to come forward and get some prayer. And I want Jesus to just release your heart so that you can get back on the path and keep walking. So if you need prayer today for anything that is kind of stuck in your heart and it hurt, sometimes words really do hurt. They really go deep into our hearts. I want you to come forward and get some prayer. So if you need prayer, come on up. If I could ask some of the prayer team, come on up. And let's just stand in faith and believe. Father, I just thank you, Father, for this church. And I pray, Lord, you would bless and keep each and every one. The Lord, you'd make your face shine upon them. And that you would be gracious to them, kind and merciful. And that you would lift up your countenance upon each and every one and give them your shalom peace. And I thank you, Lord, for your peace and your presence in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. If you need some prayer, come forward, get some prayer, because we got some stomping to do. In Jesus' name.